I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
I probably should prepare an outline for these podcasts. Good morning, this is Bob Sherwood, but I don't prepare an outline because why? Because when I speak about these things, I speak from the heart. Of course, I give it some thought, and it bothers me to think what's happening to Boeing. That's right, Boeing. Nope. Misunderstand me. I'm not saying Boeing is perfect. I'm not saying Boeing doesn't need to clean up its actions with respect to maintenance, but I look at it from the standpoint that, after all, I've been around for almost 8 decades. I've seen the United States give up manufacturing. Remember, we used to manufacture televisions. Go to Costco now. Samsung, LG, all made in Taiwan, Japan, or China. We had the semiconductor business in the 80s, and we decided that that wasn't a good business for us, so we gave it up. And now what? 54% of all the semiconductors are made in Taiwan, and of course, the ones we want are made there too. So that's a problem. So we gave up the semiconductor business. 1964, a fellow wrote an article, actually it was his PhD thesis, and I'll think of his name in a second, but it was called The Concept of a Corporation. It was about General Motors. General Motors built cars, and in the 60s, they were America. In other words, we were the automotive manufacturer of the world. Okay, now go down and buy a car. Buy a Lexus. Buy a Toyota. Buy a Hyundai. These are our car companies that didn't exist in 1964. And all of a sudden now they're in the United States, and guess what? They're as good as, if not better than, American-made cars. Look at Ford. If it wasn't for Mustang, where would that be, or for the F-150? The point is, we gave up the television manufacturing business. We gave up the semiconductor business. We gave up the automotive business. And now, by the way, we're about to give up the aviation business. And don't kid yourself. Don't say it could never happen, because I'll guarantee you in 1964, no one ever thought somebody would ever replace General Motors as being a top car manufacturing company in the United States. But it happened. We developed a semiconductor business. No one said, well, let's never give that up. And we gave it up. We gave it up because the government set up policies that created conditions under which the semiconductor companies, like Intel, it was better for them to give up that business to another country. Hey, what about the computer business? You know who IBM is? IBM. IBM was the computer company in the 60s and 70s and 80s. They built desktops. They don't build desktops anymore. Remember this. In the 80s, IBM sold its IBM computers through 600 retail stores. They were called Business Land, BUSINESSLAND, Business Land. And you went in, and they were the IBM salespeople, suits, white shirts, red ties, selling IBM computers. Where are the Business Land stores today? They're gone. They're bankrupt. Oh, by the way, does IBM still sell desktop computers? No. And then they entered the laptop business. And by the way, where is that business? They sold it to a Chinese company called Lenovo. Go buy a laptop. Go buy a Hewlett Packard. Go buy a Dell. Where are they made? They're not made that we think about in America. Maybe they're assembled. Where do you think the iPhone is made? Taiwan. Yes, it's an American company. Maybe parts of it are assembled in the United States, but most of it's made in other countries. We've given up all that manufacturing business that we started. And now we're about to give up Boeing. B-O-E-I-N-G. We're about to give up Boeing. It could happen. China's building aircraft. 5 years, you could be getting on an airplane and hopefully knowing enough Chinese to speak to the people that own the airline. You don't think it could happen, do you? That's because you're too young. If you haven't lived through the last 40 or 50 years like I have, then you don't realize these things start out in little ways, almost like building the Grand Canyon, a little bit at a time. The next thing you know, we don't have it. We don't have that part. We don't build the semiconductors. We don't build the pharmaceutical products that we need. Oh, yeah. It could never happen. That's what people probably thought about the automotive business and the television manufacturing business and the semiconductor business and the aviation business. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I'm not supporting in any way Boeing's maintenance issues. But they're building lots of airplanes that land safely every day. We could give it up. We could give it up by making it so expensive, letting people sue them. I'm not saying, don't misunderstand me, I'm not saying they're not subject to litigation. I'm just saying we have to be very careful. We don't want them to be TWA. Oh, TWA went bankrupt 3 times. Where are they now? McDonnell Douglas went bankrupt. Where are they now? Well, whatever pieces of those companies are left over are inside Boeing. And remember, there's nothing to stop India or Russia or any country from building airplanes as good as ours and importing them into the United States, because we let people do that. We let the car companies in. Because why? Nobody thought, anybody ever going to buy a Hyundai? A Hyundai. What kind of a car is that? They build nice cars. They figured out how to enter the market. They just said, hey, we'll sell you these cars maintenance free for 100,000 miles. Wow. And so all of a sudden, Hyundai had a piece of the U.S. automobile market, and they still do, and go drive one. They're great cars. And me? Yeah, I own 2 Lexus. And I've owned a Toyota, and they go forever, and they're maintenance free, and the service people at the places where you take your car are knowledgeable. I don't know what happens when you take a Ford or a General Motors car in. But that's not my point anyway, is it? My point is that we need to be careful, because if we lose Boeing is a has probably 140,000 employees. It has subcontractors all over the United States, all over the world, in fact. And we could give that up to another country and then wonder why. 20 years from now, we'd be saying, I wonder why we gave up all that Boeing business. And then somebody would come along in Congress and spend $100 billion and think they could start an aviation company again. That's what Biden is doing with he calls it the CHIP Act. He throws $100 billion at a couple of chip companies to say, hey, now we're in the chip business. No, I don't think so. No, because it costs billions and billions of dollars and years to build these wafer assembly plants and things like that. And then you have to have people to run them that are knowledgeable. I don't want to give up Boeing. I don't want to give up any more industries that we have in the United States. Because why? Because I don't want to become, as a country that just consumes. Remember England? Oh yeah, they were they ruled the seas. They don't rule it anymore. They were the financial capital of the world. London was. Not anymore. No. It could happen to us. And of course, depending on who you like for president, we've given up the energy business. We've given it up by default. I mean, what's the whole point? You give up the energy business to solar wind towers, then have the wind tower parts made in China or other countries? It makes no sense. We just continually give up our manufacturing know-how to other countries and wonder why. the jobs go away. The unions have done a great job, and they will continue to do a great job, but they can have an impact on moving industries offshore. Yeah, they've pushed General Motors to the point where General Motors just said, well, I'll build it in Mexico. And the union said, well, you can't do that. And guess what? They did it. This happens routinely in America. I am trying to reach out to the younger generation and say, read your history books. Remember what Harry Truman said. Truman said, the only thing new is the history you haven't read. Now, I don't know if that applies to technology and things like that, because I don't know that AI was around 100 years ago. But I think his point is that we can look back at the last 60 or 70 years, at least I can, because I've been there, and I saw these industries going away. I saw the circuit board manufacturing in California go away over like 10 years. It was incredible. There was any number of companies in California that made circuit boards and were $400, $500 million a year companies. They don't exist anymore. They went bankrupt. Why? Because the Taiwanese government decided to build circuit boards and ship them back into the United States at, yes, one-fifth the price that we were making it here. No, it's not about labor. Don't kid yourself. It's not labor is any cheaper there. It's about government policies that encourage exports. And I could get more specific on Taiwan, but I think I've made the point. Think about this Boeing issue. And when you're talking about or thinking about who's going to be the next president, or who you're going to vote for, think about who's going to keep our manufacturing in the United States. Who's going to keep our technology here? Or who's just going to give it up? Are we going to be destined just to be the weapon supplier of the world? Giving weapons to proxy people anywhere? That's all I got. Bob Sherwood signing off.